Greetings, everyone. This is Moya with How Betty Davis Saved My Life, with a new segment for How Betty Davis Saved My Life, Life Lessons from Classic Hollywood, called Late to the Party. As you can hear, the party's already started. And what I mean by late to the party is recent movies that Georgia and or I have recently seen, and you've probably already seen, but we want to talk about them. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this brand new segment of How Betty Davis Saved My Life, Life Lessons from Classic Hollywood, called Late to the Party. Hello, everyone. This is Moya, and I am so happy to be with you right now. If I can just pull myself up right now. Another episode of Late to the Party. And of course, excuse me, I'm in a kind of different setting, so I kind of sound a little different, but I had to leave the party and always do that. Well, sometimes I do it and go off to a more quiet area. That's why I don't hear the background music and or the people. And this is a recording. We're not live this Saturday, but we still had to get this information about what I've been looking at, because as you know, most of you are wonderful listeners, and shout out to all of you. Thank you for subscribing and commenting and liking, and welcome to our new listeners and our new viewers. Excuse me. And I hope you comment, like, and subscribe and share as well. But Georgia, my partner in cinema, and I say in crime, is still on a hiatus. She's dealing with some personal issues, but the show must go on, and she sends all her love. And of course, when she's not here, I'll do Late to the Party by myself. And I already explained in our opening segment what Late to the Party means. But this week, so it's called Mixed Bag, and I may change the title of that. Because I was going to do, I've got a lot that I want to talk about, but you know, I've been practicing or trying to practice keeping it short, having shorter content. So I'm just going to get right into it about what I've looked at in this recent weeks. And so I'm going to share my screen, what I've been looking at. And first, I want to start off with this wonderful, new to me, YouTube channel called Couch Queens. And let me just get that up for you. So like I said, it's new to me. And they are, or whoever does this channel, they have my number, because you know I am like a secret or not so secret Anglophile. And they have this channel, and it just all the period dramas and English movies that we love. So I first stumbled upon this offering from them, 12 underrated period dramas from the 80s you should be watching. And I'll go back a little bit. Let's see. Okay, so you kind of can see it. I love how they have it segmented like this. The Barchester Chronicles from 1982 stars, you know, I have a huge crush, even though he's no longer with us, Alan Rickman, like most women probably do. And it's so funny. Just I don't watch Harry Potter. I'm not into Harry Potter. So I did not know that he was, oh, and there's a big controversy because, you know, Alan Rickman is deceased. And so they had to recast, or doing Harry Potter over something like that, I don't know, but recast Snape, his character, and they're using a black dude. And I'm, you know, Snape is apparently white. Alan Rickman was white, so I had to be white. But anyway, so it's a huge controversy. I'm not getting into all that, because like I said, I don't follow Harry Potter, you know, that's not my thing. But anyway, he's in Barchester Chronicles. I said all to say, because I first learned about him, y'all know who look at this show faithfully or listen, thank you to our audio listeners as well. Galaxy Quest, I love that movie with Tim, you know, I can't remember his name, my boy, but comedian famous. Anyway, played Buzz Lightyear. I can't remember his last name. But anyway, I love that movie. It's so funny. It's Sigourney Weaver. And then I didn't know that he, so going back to these period dramas, he was in Pride and Prejudice, and I don't think I had seen that yet. So anyway, but I love him. He wasn't even on screen. King of the Hill. He did the voice for they were at this Renaissance Festival, and he was like a rogue king, if you will, and he just really was taking the part too far. So anyway, I'm a huge Alan Rickman fan. I just think he's just love him. It was just so good looking to me, and I loved his voice. Anyway, so he's in the Barchester Chronicles 1982 playing Reverend Slope. I'm probably not saying that right. I can't remember. But this is another Anthony Trollope literary piece. And you know, like one of our first videos on the How Betty Davis Saved My Life was The Pallisters, also written by Anthony Trollope. But I had never heard of Anthony Trollope because Dickens would, of course, everybody knows Charles Dickens, right? But they were contemporaries. And so Trollope, he did more of adult themes and not a lot of, you know, I don't say kid stuff, because Dickens was deep. But it was more of adult and more mature. That's what I want to say. But anyway, I saw the Barchester Chronicles. All of this is on YouTube for free. Hilarious piece of literature. Well, I saw the movie, the TV offering of it. But still, Trollope was a master of character study and getting deep into the mental piece behind these characters. And so go look at that. And then what I did watch, and I don't know how this escaped me, Love in a Cold Climate. And so it's on YouTube for free. Let me go to this one, this channel real quick. Let me share this instead. I watched it on, I believe, several people have it uploaded or several channels, Sergei Smirnov, but I think I watched it on, no. And apparently there was they redid this. I think I watched it on this channel. This person had them all together. They had them, yeah. So I don't want to mess up this person's name. But for those of you who are listening, it's Chris and last name Vougiou, Vougiou. Sorry if I messed that up. But anyway, Love in a Cold Climate is based on, let's share this tab instead, from Nancy Mitford, from her novels, The Pursuit of Love and Love in a Cold Climate. It just smushed them together and for the TV offering, Love in a Cold Climate. Okay. And so the version that I watched had Dame Judi Dench in it, right? So this is from the 80s. So it's the 80s. And you know, everything was different. Everything was, for the most part, better produced in the past. So I did not see the recent offering, what it looked like in the early 2000s. So I can't vouch for it. I don't know if it's good or bad. But you know, if you got Dame Judi Dench in there and these other wonderful actors, I'm showing a list right here. And guys, I'm on IMDb for those of you who are listening. And so James, it was satire. I'll just go to what IMDb calls it, but it was satirical. It was, so this is the premise of it, according to IMDb. Two cousins come of age in the early 20th century, but fate leads them down very different paths. And you can certainly say that again, because go look at it, because there's a lot. And I at first, it's a slow burn. You have to pay attention and follow it. Because it does not, to me, really get interesting until the young girls, the sisters and the cousins, that they become adults and get married and what have you. But and like I said, it's funny. It is. And so I did not look at this yet, but I'm going to go back and look at it. I have heard of Mitford. Why did that name ring a bell? Nancy Mitford. And so I'm going to go back, because it was like called the Wild Mitford Sister. So apparently maybe a lot of this was based on her life and her family, but I digress. Anyway, hilarious. So Dame Judi Dench, or Sadie She plays Sadie and Uncle Matt. They are the lead adults, if you will. They're the family that most of these stories center around. Their interactions are hilarious. Sadie is so deadpan in her deliveries, but this is a who's who of acting, and you can go and look through all this and see who's there. But one character that just stood out to me was Linda, played by Lucy Gutteridge, and let's see if they can have a good picture of her. They don't. Let's see. This is Lucy Gutteridge, but this isn't her in the movie. The series Love in a Cold Climate. For those of you there we go. You've seen this face before. Very lovely lady, very nice looking. But anyway, she plays Linda, and her character just stood out to me for just absolutely how ridiculous she was. She got married, and like they said, it's after World War One, so it's between World War One and World War Two, okay. And she was I wouldn't put it in the terms of of good, great guys, bad women, because you don't really see her husband, but he's like a dullard, I guess. And let me stop sharing this because I'm going back and forth. But they just, you know, people got married for status and class reasons. You know, the elite stood with the elite and, you know, all that stuff. Y'all know that. For those of you who don't know that, go back and take a brief history of class in old time British society and the elite. And it's still there. I did not know this. I just saw a channel talking about this. I had no idea that they still had this kind of stuff going on in today's society, but there apparently is still a class system. And I guess you're saying, oh, duh, dummy, there's a class system. I didn't still think like the British class. It's not as stringent as it is now, obviously. But why have one at all anyway? Like, nobody cares. Who cares? Nobody cares anymore. But anyway, so Linda gets married, hates her husband, because he's elite. He's is he in the school system? I think he's something like that. Anyway, he's in politics. I think he's in politics. Anyway, he's in that elite system, right? And so marries him. Of course, she hates him. Has a baby, a little girl, and hates the child. So Moira, her name is, and then, you know, of course, I'm prejudiced because that's too close to Moya, but. Sue's the baby, hates being pregnant, hates the baby, maybe because it was a girl, I don't know, but because she hates that man. And let's take a look at this this picture again. Hates that man and proceeds to just abandon this child to the child's grandfather, her father-in-law. And when she sees a child like later on or has a chance to meet the child. I mean, so I have seen this, and you've probably seen this before in other movies, and I just didn't quite understand how people could be like that. But, you know, now I get it. And it was just strange to me. And so these same women, so she dumps her high value man, and here we go with that. And then I don't want to give away too much, goes and marries a communist. So, you know, back then, communism was like, you know, such a dirty word, you know, rightfully so. But just really goes the extreme of what she was. And honeys, she pays dearly. Oh, gosh. Anyway, go look at that. And so also I want to some other characters that cracked me up and was so true to life was, let me find her, Lady Montdoor, played by Vivian Pickles. Let's see if I can go look at it. I don't want to give away too much. Here she is. You can't really see her, But this is Lady Montdore with Fanny. So Fanny, and I can't remember the other man's name, but I believe it was her husband. I saw the whole thing, but I wasn't clear who's with who, because you got to really pay attention. I thought I was paying attention, so I'm sorry. But Fanny, and I'm going to get his name. They were all the people with sense, and Dame Judi Dench's, Sadie's character, and some of the girls, but they were flighty and everything. It was a lot of fun to watch. You know, you really had to pay attention. But Lady Montdore, she, oh gosh, guys, let's go look at, these women are silly. These are some ridiculous women. And if Nancy Mitford was writing about herself and her friends, she was brutally honest, and I give it to her. But let me just quickly go with this. So Cedric Hampton, played by Michael Cochran. You have seen him before. We've seen him in a lot of stuff. And I'm not going to keep clicking on these pictures. You could go look at it and see. You'll see it. He winds up becoming the next heir apparent to the estate. And because her daughter, where's her name? Polly, I believe it's Polly. She goes and marries. This is a wild story. Paul's a church mouse. Now, he was in education, but come to find out, he might be, y'all, I don't want to say it, but the worst of the worst type of human being. This show, this series, rather, was so brutally honest about women and men and their relationships. But Lady Montdore, who was just so in your face, so just so rude, but because she's elite and at the top of the class, not rude, you know, you can't say that, but everybody around her dreads her coming around because she just was so rude and even realize how rude she was. But she's hooks up with Cedric Hampton, like I said, the heir apparent. And y'all, it was a wild ride, okay? It was a wild ride, but so true. Whether you want to admit it or not, this is how these two types and classes of people, however you want to put it, yes, it goes on. You know it, I know it, can't talk about it, but it's true. So I was in stitches with that. So there's a lot of other, I wasn't sharing it. I'm so sorry. There's a lot. So Lady Montdore and I'm right here. Cedric Hampton, played by Michael Cochran. Hilarious. And like I said, just go look at it. It's wonderful. But go to Couch Queens. Check out Love in a Cold Climate. So let me just quickly scrub. And it, like I said, it's so hilarious. This is the dad. He is funny. As well, play the typical stuffy. Here's Linda. Lord, Linda. Look at Linda. Linda, listen. Just oh Lord. And then they have it right here. Child. So, Lord. The heir apparent, Cedric Hampton, he throws this ball like a masquerade ball. It would put, what is that? The Met Gala, put it to shame. I wasn't offended, but you know, people could be offended by something that should offend me. I thought it was hilarious. Please go look at this. So Love in a Cold Climate, 1980. Let's see. I did not see Christabel. I'm going to look at that. I don't think I saw it. Diana, have not seen that. None of this. No. So I am going. So they got me, child. I thought I was up. Nancy Astor. I don't think I saw that. The Last Place. And yes, I'm scrubbing. I'm sorry. Going through all this. The Flame Trees of Fika. Haven't seen that. It's Anna of Five Towns. So yes, I saw that. I will talk about that next time. That was so good. Let's go back to that Anna of Five Towns. This one, Anna of Five Towns, is on. Let me share my screen. Anna of Five Towns is on. It is streaming on on Amazon. It was really good. Really tragic. Tragic, 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 tragic. For different reasons, I would say. But really entertaining. And it's I would say I could see how first wave feminism, even though it wasn't like the feminism what we know now, I could see not this rabid feminazi, no, not that. Two things could be true at the same time. Women needing more rights, not now. But back then, certainly, my point is, I would never try to equate now with back then. You can't keep living off those fumes. It just doesn't work. It's not lining up reality. But back then, geez, if those women would have had the opportunities that we have now, wow, they would have set the world on fire. And I don't mean in a bad way. I think a lot of good could have come out of that because they were really living, being oppressed. And so oppressed, suppressed. Yeah, you can make a case for it. Okay. But now, nah, player, nah. All right. So Anna Five Towns, and let's see what else we got. I saw that. It was good. So we'll maybe talk about that one day. Didn't see this one. All the Rivers Run. Man, I missed a lot of these. So go check out Couch Queens on YouTube. They have a great channel. They have a whole slew of things they missed. Like, why is the BBC hiding this? Hidden BBC gems, or why no one's talking about this? This is underrated. So yes, please, Couch Queens, Couch Queens. So I think that's all I have this week. And go look at Love in a Cold Climate. It's free on YouTube. I really, 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 let's see. There we go. I really enjoyed looking at that. And I'm at 22 minutes. I've been trying to tell. I was saying 15, but I got it done in 22, just about. You guys, thank you so much for joining me. I'm gonna go back to the party, and I'll let Georgia know we were together and we enjoyed our time together. You guys take care. I can't wait to see you, be with you guys again. We will be together again, and hopefully Georgia will be joining us next time, but I will see you again on on the 10th. And I'm laughing because I'm looking at the calendar and all the movies that George and I had lined up. I'm not even going to tell you what they are because no, it's, I'm upset. I'm really upset because I miss Georgia. But May the 10th, and hopefully I'll know what we're doing, what I'm doing back then. But sometimes I just don't know, and I just love surprising you guys. So you guys take care. Thank you so much for joining. How Betty Davis saved my life slash late to the party. Can't see you guys. Can't wait to see you guys next time. You have a great one. And
sorry.
hold on, girl. What you doing? Look, what you doing? Bye-bye.
So my fellow stars and starlets, superstars, don't forget to comment. Let us know what you think about these movies. Did you see these movies? Comment, share, subscribe, like, follow, do all that. We really appreciate it. Let's keep these great series and films alive. So, this is Moya for another episode of Late to the Party. Thanks, you guys. Looking forward to the next one. You take care.